and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Stros. You find the show at Locked On Astros, your team, every day. Brett, where can they find you at?
They can find me on at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros.
And it's always good to have a nice reunion. I know that Cobra Kai Season 3 is a bunch of reunions. Brandon Del Castillo, Talking Stros. How are you doing, buddy?
What's up? I'm doing all right. I'm thinking of George. Missing him. You know, he was my boy, just like he was your boy. I see your painting you got hanging up there in the back. I got my Springer jersey still going on right now. So we're going to send him out in style. Best of luck to him up in north of the border, dealing with those taxes and everything up there. But, you know, I did not think there was any way he was getting six 150. I thought that was the very top. So congratulations to him. He did a good job. I would never have advised any of the Astros people to pay that much. Yeah. So good job for him. But bad day for all the fans, because it's George, man. He was heart and soul, and we're all going to miss him.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be a big topic today, is the emotional roller coaster that was the past 24 hours, because this started leaking last night, and then it was confirmed this AM, and then Brantley was going to Toronto too, but then something else happened. We'll talk about that on this episode of the Locked On Astros podcast. You can get Locked On Astros on podcast app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. When you get in your car, tell your smart device, play podcast Locked On Astros. Brett, now that we finally got Michael Brantley back in the fold, what should we celebrate with?
I would say with a belching beaver brew. That's right. So the Astros made an offseason acquisition. We made one of our own, and we decided to tender a contract with Belching Beaver Brewery. The brewery was created from a desire to make great beer and have damn good times. They launched in 2012 this award-winning craft beer while also being whimsical and fun to inspire good times to be had by all. Here are my H-Town Wheelhouse top three reasons why you need to get your drink on with Belching Beaver. One, each Belching Beaver beer release carries its own individual style and personality. Two, they make beer for every one and all palates, from easy drinking blondes, triple IPAs, milk stouts, as well as sours and barrel aged beers. Belching Beaver Brewery has it. And they expanded to Texas in 2019 with a partnership with Ambient Distribution, and should be coming to a large city near you. So in the meantime, go to belchingbeaver.com. If you happen to be in the California area, you can order online. You can order food. You can order beer right to your doorstep. Good times to you, my friend, and welcome to the Beaver family.
All right. So speaking of welcoming to family, let's talk a little bit more about George Springer before we dive into Michael Brantley. And I know, Brandon, you were a big proponent to extending him last offseason, and that never happened. Then COVID happened. Do you think the Astros made a legit deal to try to keep him in Houston, or do you think that they didn't really offer enough?
I think they probably made a legitimate offer and they did not offer enough. So both of those are true. Look, six at 150, that was the high end for me, which means he was probably asking for more if he ended up there. And I would not have advised anybody to sign a 31-year-old to 6 years, 150, you know, unless he was a mega star. George Springer's a mega star in Houston and in all of our hearts, of course, but six of 150, that's a lot for an outfielder for me.
Yeah, you always wonder at the end of that contract, towards the end, like, what's the value going to be for the club? You know, I mean, if you got an excess of $50 million in his final 2 years, and knowing how hard George plays, I mean, he doesn't go out and, you know, pussyfoot around. I mean, he goes out and he goes all out. He's diving. He's taking one for the team. He's sacrificing. He's swinging out of his shoes. And, you know,
and something that hasn't been brought up, he's going to be doing that in the Sky Dome. His knees and On that turf up there.
I remember growing up going to Astrodome for Astros buddies, like clinics, and like walking on that field. And I was like, oh my gosh, it was concrete with some nice little turf, but it was hard as a rock. Is that what the turf is like up there?
It's the new turf stadium.
Okay.
It's the new turf, but it's still, you're still having people with knee problems because essentially it still is on concrete. You know, I think it allows the ball to travel more like through grass. I think when you dive through the turf, it's going to allow a little bit more give. But running on that day after day, no, it's not going to be anywhere near as it's going to be a lot harder than the ground.
That's if the Blue Jays are allowed to go play there, because I don't know if they're even back into Canada yet. So yeah,
well, we're all assuming we're going to have 162 games.
Right.
If that's the case, then COVID is under wraps and Toronto's borders are open.
Okay.
So yeah, I was going to say also, if he gets towards the end of his career and maybe that is an issue. I mean, he could always transition to a DH, you know, I mean, he's that big of a hitter. But I think for me, like, it really hit me this morning. Like, I started really thinking about it. And then I started finding all these videos and thinking about, like, the foundation he has, the Yes Network, and his whole bout with stuttering is real personal to me, because growing up, I stuttered all through elementary school and to high school. And I mean, I was, me and one other kid were in a speech class all by ourselves and at Crosby Elementary for like 2 years. And, you know, I didn't know why we were the only ones in there. We were told we were special. We didn't really know what that meant. Like, there was nobody else that had a speech impediment like us. That was one of the toughest things to overcome. And to see him reach out to the community, you know, I said today on Twitter that George Springer is bigger than the game. He's bigger than a Houston Astro. But because of what he's done and accomplished baseball wise, we kind of see that first, but we don't forget. And that's what I think I lament the most, is the fact that he was the heart and the soul. And that is a huge chunk of Houston's heart going up north. And so it's, you know, they're pros. They got to move on, right? They're grown men. So, I mean, you can't cry over spilt milk. You got to get up the next day and just keep grinding. So I'm just glad we were able to keep Brantley.
Yeah. So I remember Jeremy Booth was on Talking Strohs one time, and after we signed Josh Reddick, you and I were like, yay, this is awesome. And he said, yeah, but the last 2 years, the deal, that's not going to be too great, because he's going to regress. And you knew that the Angels were looking at that when they signed Albert Pujols. He wasn't going to be able to play like that forever. So yeah, this is a big investment for the Blue Jays, but at the same time, look how young that team is. Look how much personalities are we on that team. And now you're going to add someone like George Springer, a clubhouse leader, a guy who's been there in the postseason. He's been there. He's done that. He won the MVP of the World Series in 2017. So there's a lot to like about him. And yes, did they overpay for him? Yes, I think they had to keep him away from the Mets. I don't think the Astros were really involved in that. But the Astros do have to now replace two outfielders, but only one now, because Michael Brantley agreed to sign back with the Houston Astros. And we'll talk about that in a second. But let's say, Brett, what could we bet on today?
Well, what we could do is we could look into the future and like what are, you know, the odds are probably going up of the Blue Jays making a postseason run and going to the World Series. It probably got better. So if maybe you laid down a bet earlier and it was plus 850, it may only be plus 350 now. But here's the thing. If you're not a betting expert like me, then you need to go to betonline.ag, where we have the football playoffs in full swing coming up, the AFC and NFC championship, the big game, the Super Bowl. The odds, let's talk about college football. Let's look into the future. What are the odds? Are like Texas A&M are like 8-1 odds to make it to the national championship? And so, I mean, this is a big deal. So what you need to do is go to betonline.ag, type in the promo code Locked On. So Mr. Castillo, if you're listening to me, if you go there and use Locked On, you'll get 50% welcome bonus just for signing up. There's no like You don't have to have a minimum. You can put in as much or as little as you want to start. So go to BetOnline.ag. They are your sportsbook experts. BetOnline.ag. Locked On code for 50% off on your welcome bonus from your first deposit.
If you want to have money to bet, you have to have a car to drive you to work, unless you're working from home. So where could you get some auto parts at?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because you can go to rockauto.com. They have been together for 20 years. They're a family-owned business. They have been online, and their website is easily navigable. You don't have to go into a store. You don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to get to the counter, and the guy charges you $15 more than he charges the mechanic. You just walk out the door at the same part. You can go to them, and you can get 30, 50, sometimes 100% less than what they charge you in the store. You need to go to rockauto.com, look for your make, your model, hundreds of options, and anything from floor mats to rearview mirrors to tail lamps to, I mean, just anything. The sky's the limit with rockauto.com. Best of all, their prices are reliable like their website. So if you go to rockauto.com right now, you see the parts available for your car or truck, right Locked On in the How Did You Hear About Us box, and let them know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliable low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com.
All right. So earlier we talked about how emotional this roller coaster this day was. There was a reporter, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but they
Hazel
reported,
May.
Yes.
Yeah, so, Hazel May.
Hazel May. So she reported that Brantley was following Springer to and signed a 3-year deal, Blue Jays, and pending a physical. So everybody's like, oh, crap, we lost two outfielders. Oh, this is the NBA. They're trying to have create the big three or something up there in Toronto or something like that. But the whole time I kept on thinking, this makes no sense. They have good outfielders already over there. Teoscar Hernandez is over there. They have some other guys. Why would Biggio's over there? Why would you be like signing two outfielders? That did not make any sense, Brandon. So do you see anything, like, I don't know if you're paying attention yesterday, but some random guy said George Springer was about to sign with the Blue Jays, and then Twitter went crazy all over him. Oh, he's fake. And then he ended up signing. It just seems like people are throwing stuff right now and just seeing if it sticks, or I don't know what's going on. It seems like this offseason has been really crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing every year about this time, right? Everybody wants to be the first, and nobody, journalism's dead, right? Being a good reporter, it doesn't matter anymore. It only matters who's first. So, I mean, even Ken Rosenthal fell for it today. So, you know, I guess your guess is as good as mine these days. Look, I saw a report. I put out my heart was broken twice, Springer and Brantley both leaving. I went to go to finish some work. Came back on and saw that, lo and behold, Brantley was going to be an Astro. And you know what is significant about that? The Astros are not going to sign a 33-year-old outfielder for any length of period of time. But even for 2 years, if they're not serious about winning, there's no need. So what this tells me is they are still serious about winning. And I would imagine the payroll is still going to be around $200 million. And so that's why I put that tweet out there today. You know, sign Marcell Ozuna to take Springer's place in the lineup, obviously not in the field. Get another pitcher for depth, the starting pitcher for depth, and add one more arm for that bullpen. Lots of good questions. Most people agreed with that. You know, look, we're not going to be the world's best defense if we have to play Kyle Tucker in center field and Ozuna and Brantley in the corners. But what it does, Eric, you know what I like to say, it extends that lineup. Now you got Maldonado batting ninth, Yuli batting eighth, and either Correa or Tucker batting seventh. So pretty stacked lineup if you go that way. You know, people want to jump all over Ozuna's defensive numbers, but if you take out his time as a center fielder, they're actually pretty good. I mean, they're not great, but they're actually just above average. So if you put him in the corners, it's not going to hurt you that bad. Just don't play him in center field where he's atrocious. And so that's just one way to go. I mean, if you want to tell me that you can get Jackie Bradley Jr. For less, 18 for, I was 16 for 4 years. And, you know, I'm that's fine. If that's the way you want to go, that'd be a good signing too. It doesn't look as good in the lineup, but obviously makes your defense a hell of a lot better. So yeah, I threw Ozuna out there because I really liked him in the middle of that lineup, protecting everybody. And hey, man, it's another Cuban, right? To come over. He's Cuban, correct? Or is he Dominican? Either way.
I cannot recall, but so what I wanted to know, because you and I had asked, and you know, when I asked, like, you know, do we have the money to pay? And you're like, well, you and I don't, but the Astros do. But which I thought was a very clever comeback. I kind of walked into that. I kind of asked for that, but is his market value around 24, 25 million, or is that over what it is? Do we know what his market value is right now?
I think that's over. I think he thought it was last year, 24 million, and he got 1 year at 18. Okay. He is not George Springer. He's not Bryce Harper. I think he went and showed everybody that he is a pretty solid hitter. So he's going to get more than the 18 he got last year for one. You know, he doesn't have the clubhouse. He's not, when you think of clubhouse guys, best clubhouse guys, you think of George Springer, right? You don't think of Marcell Ozuna. You have never heard that. In fact, you hear him kind of being, maybe is he a great clubhouse guy? You know, there's a question marks on that. There's question marks on his defense, like we were just talking about. He's not as well-rounded of a player as George Springer. But if I told you that you could get Marcell Ozuna for 4 years at 20 million, would you do it?
Well, they're saying that his value is right at 20. They say his market value is 3 years, 60.
So you have to get that extra year. If I told you could get him 4 years at 80, I think I would do that.
But so if we do that, though, then how much room? And I mean, is that because the reliever market is depressed and it's not, the guys that are left aren't? I mean, you know, I did a little poll for, you know, Locked On, and, you know, everybody wants Brad Hand, but the knock on Brad Hand is his velocity. The knock on Colomé is his velocity as well, I think. Some of these guys that the Astros fans are saying they want, they don't really grade out properly. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm thinking of the relievers that are left. You can get, what about this Jeffers guy? You know,
exactly,
he goes with the
exactly.
Mets. Look, get someone like him. You know what I'm saying?
How about the guys we've already signed? We signed Baez for six. We signed Stanek for two. Those are both guys that throw close to 100. And they're guys that immediately go into the back of your bullpen in high leverage situations. You know, now you've got Presley, Stanek, Baez, Paredes, and Joe Smith. That's five guys for high leverage situations at the back of the bullpen. I'm asking for one more. We don't need a closer. Cause I don't think you want to spend your money on a closer, but there are other options out there that you can get for how about $4 million or less? If I can give you $4 million, Brett, go, here's $4 million. Go find me a back end reliever. If you have to do it 2 years, $12 million, and put four in this year and eight next year to make it work for our payroll, then let's do it that way. But it's still going to be, I think there are ways to get it done. I think there are people out there. So now I'm giving you $4 million for a reliever. Go get, here's $6 million to go get that number five guy. Look, I understand the Astros have five pitchers slotted in right now. No way in hell are we going 162 games with those five guys not needing a break. It was Javier's first year. He pitched how many innings last year? You can't count on that. Plus, who's to say you won't at some point in the year want to use Javier in the bullpen, or at least have the option to? You know, Lance McCullers and Greinke, you feel like you can count on those guys, but we saw towards the end of the year last year, it was only 60 games, and Greinke kind of sputtered out there at the end. McCullers, you know, do we need to rehash his injury past? Framber, again, looked like he put everything together, but again, it's only 60 games. Same thing with Urquidy. These are young guys that haven't built up the 150 to 200 plus innings. I want some depth. So that's what I'm talking about, a number five starter. The Twins signed J-Hap today for $8 million. Go get me the next guy for six. And that's what I'm talking about. Now, can you do it with re-signing Correa as well? Because that's number one. That's got to be your number one priority. And it has to be done now, The reason it has to be done now is because of the way the AAV plays a part into the payroll, right? The overall payroll. So exactly what they did with Bregman. Bregman's going to be getting $30 million his last couple of years, but it's only going to be $20 million on the payroll because of the way they structured it. They need to do that this year. Pay Correa, find a way to get him to his 9.75 this year, and then make up the difference on the back end. The question is, how much is Correa worth a year in the middle, right? Is he a $25 million guy? Is he a $28 million guy? Is he a $30 million guy? That's something that we can talk about later, but just to answer your questions about how it can get done, all those things get done this year and still stay under $200 million. I think that can be done because right now I think the Astros are 161. The Fangraphs has it a little higher, but they're already including Correa's $10 million. And they have it at like estimated at 175 right now. So there's still some room to maneuver if you have a $200 million budget. And if you're signing Michael Brantley, I have to imagine you do. You're trying to win.
Yeah, so that's the only problem is if we're going under the assumption that we only had $37 million to spend this offseason, that's not including I don't know if that's even including Carlos Correa's extra money that he's probably going to want. So you've already spent, what, two on Stanek. I think this year for Baez, it's 4.5. Next year it'll be 5.5. And then $16 million. So that's about $22 million right there. So you only have maybe about $15 million left. This is just rough estimate to go get all of this stuff, Brandon. So
I think you have a little bit more than that.
Okay. So the other thing is we have to talk about is who is going to be a DFA because they need to make a spot for Michael Brantley because he's not on 40-man roster. Then what are you going to do to that person? And you still want to add more outfield spots. So it just, there's a lot of questions that we probably don't have a lot of time to answer on this podcast. We'll probably have to do another one soon, but.
Well, I know a certain pitcher that's not going to pitch at all this year who you could actually move to you can move off the roster. And also, you know, we don't know his insurance policy. Again, that comes back. It's not going to affect the overall pay, the payroll, but as far as getting money back in real dollars, you have to assume you're getting something back from the insurance policy.
Yeah, that's something to keep in mind. And we don't know what the actual payroll is right now because we're still waiting on Carlos Correa and all these other deals to go through. So yeah, this is kind of a weird spot. So yeah, I know you could put Verlander on the 60-day IL, and but I think the Astros need to get another outfielder. But if they don't, are y'all okay with Miles Straw or Chaz McCormick in center field?
Well, okay. So I've always said this. I'm okay with Miles Straw if Pedro Leon can come up. But someone reminded me this the other day. Pedro Leon hasn't played competitive baseball since 2019.
Right.
So he is going to probably be, if that's the case, he's probably going to be a 2022 guy. You can, right now, you can DFA Castellanos before Nivaldo. And you could look at, I mean, there's all kinds of different things you can do. What do we, you know, can you 60-day Pruitt, you know, JV and James, and does that mean that they're all off, you know, the 40 man? There are a lot of issues. I had floated the idea of DFA and Cionel, and someone was like, oh no, we've got way too much invested in that guy, and I don't even know how much we have in that guy. But to me, there are a lot of guys that are kind of expendable, maybe not a lot, but a few guys that I don't think would really have a solid impact if they weren't a part of the team. So that right there, because Brantley coming in, the roster's full, somebody's got to go.
Yeah, there's so much for us to talk about, and we're kind of running short on time. But overall, are you glad that Michael Brantley's back? Is this a positive move? And Brett's holding up his Michael Brantley bobblehead. So I'm stoked about it. I hate the way the day went, but because I was like all depressed about this podcast tonight. But then Brantley, Mark Berman came out and said that, and then we're like, yes, exciting to get him back. So Brandon, you see three more moves needing to be made, and then,
yeah, you have to have starting pitching depth. You have to get another. You don't have to get another arm for the bullpen. I would like one more. If you're, you have to get another outfielder. You have to get another outfielder. I can understand everybody's argument about going out and get a center fielder. If you want to make it Jake on a 2-year, $4 million deal, or shoot, I don't know if I'd pay that much. Yeah, I don't even know if I'd make it that much. But I mean, if you want to go out and get Jake and make him your starting center fielder, he's batting ninth. We know what that means in the nine hole for Jake. It's not going to be much.
He'll hit like one or two towering home runs, and you know the women will love it on Twitter. And so I mean, you know,
well, you're signing him for his defense again, right? You're signing Ozuna for his bat. So can Kyle Tucker play center field? I think Kyle Tucker can play center field well enough with that lineup, and it only has to be 1.5 years of Kyle Tucker in center field, right? Because what you said earlier, Leon is your center fielder. He'll be up next year. Even this year, you would see Straw come in late in the game, right? And come in for Michael Brantley like you saw it last year. You're going to have Michael Brantley not play every day, just like you saw in the 60 game schedule. Dusty Baker's going to take it easy on him and give him one day a week off at least. So yeah, Pedro Leon, he's the center fielder of the future. I'm all on board about that. But it's 2022.
Yeah. So speaking of the future, if you're type of baseball fan that can't help but get giddy over prospects, we have a podcast for you. The Locked On MLB podcast, hosted by minor league play-by-play voice Aram Layton, it's the only daily podcast devoted entirely to the stars of tomorrow. From team focus, farm system breakdowns, power rankings, and interviews with some of the brightest up-and-comers in the game, Locked On MLB podcast is the best way to get plugged in to the future of your favorite team. Subscribe today and get it wherever you get your podcast. And Brandon, thank you for coming on. We'll have to have you back on. Brett, we got so much to talk about on next podcast. You're welcome to join again, Brandon, but we got to talk lineup. We got to talk
leadoff hitters.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a lot to talk about from today, man. You can start getting back excited about the season. And hey, go Astros. Exactly. It's all love the Astros and the Astros fans. And shout out to number 4. Thanks for everything.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. I just want to say that my son and I had the chance to meet him. My dad purchased a meet and greet for us, and we got, you know, this baseball signed by him and a picture. And he just sat there and talked with us. He let my son hold his bat. I think my son still regrets not asking him if he could have one of his bats. He was like, I didn't know I could do that. And I'm like, oh, like I wasn't going to do it. I don't want to be that guy. But it was something else. He'll forever be a Houston Astro. And I can't wait one day to see. I believe his jersey will be retired with the Houston Astros one day.
And I think that, Brandon, you and I did I don't know if we were doing podcasts around that time, but we did the podcast like in 2015 or 2016 or something. But George Springer was the light at the end of the tunnel, at the end of the process, when we're all like, oh, we're losing 100 games again. Wow, yay, this sucks. We always had George Springer, and he represented the future with the Houston Astros. He was the Sports Illustrated cover boy. He actually was the MVP. So there's a reason why Astros fans really like this guy. I know Altuve may have been a better player throughout this time. Bregman may be a better player when his career is over, but we'll always remember George Springer because of everything that Brett said, Brandon said, everybody said, this was just an all-around player, and he will be missed in Houston, but he's going to make some more fans up in Toronto, and they're going to love watching him every day. So we'll talk to you tomorrow on the Locked On Astros podcast. See you later.